Gabe, I really don't feel good, man. Well, should I do this podcast? I don't know, man. I feel sick today.
Are you all right? What's going on?
I think I have the ligma.
Oh, God. Oh, man. You want me to play along with this?
You really...
Kurt, what's ligma?
Ligma balls! Hey!
Jeez, I thought we agreed we were going to stop with those jokes. And you're...
No.
Already jumping head first into it.
Ayo!
Well, welcome to Gator Sauce. I'm sorry for that.
Hey, is this a podcast?
I don't know what this is anymore because we're in a new location.
We're in a new location. We are in someone's house. We have a guest. We broke into someone's house and we were like, hey, you're on a podcast now. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
So
turns out he was actually mentally handicapped. He couldn't actually respond in English, so we had to try different houses until we got...
Yeah, the first three houses...
Called the cops.
Yeah, I mean...
The cops didn't want to do it
Gabe's
either.
Mom had to bail me out.
Yeah.
So that was kind of weird.
This is how I'm getting introduced.
Okay, so, I mean, you already heard his voice?
Yeah, that's a person. No, I'm just doing an impression of our guest again.
try to do another impression of our guest.
This is incredibly disappointing. I already understand that I've made a huge mistake.
No, it's fine.
That's how I feel every time I wake up.
Well, the voice that you just heard is that's Daniel.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
Yeah. Daniel, what are your credentials? Why did we allow you to be on this podcast?
I work with Kurt, and that's about it.
He works with me, all right?
Yeah.
No? I don't know, man.
Really, I don't have any credentials at all. Apparently I can just keep up with the conversation enough, and I had a free night this week, so they asked me to be on the podcast.
Yeah. So our ratings were going down, and we talked to our producers, and they told us, hey guys, you want to keep this up, you're going to have to get someone else on it.
Hmm.
We asked all the big names, you know, we asked Paula Tompkins, he didn't want
Mark Maron said to fuck off.
Yeah. He actually did, at least he replied.
At least he replied.
That was actually really courteous of
him. Well, Weird Al sent us like a birthday cake.
Oh my God, he was so nice.
He's very nice.
But he wanted to do like a song.
Yeah, I can't sing.
Yeah.
I mean, I played tuba in band.
I don't think he wanted you to sing. I think he just wanted to do...
like his own thing?
Yeah. It'd be weird if...
So he didn't want us on the show at all.
It would be odd if he tried to like, hey, I want to do a song, but you have to sing it with me. Like, that doesn't sound...
I mean, that would be the dream though.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
like
singing with Weird Al sounds like something
else.
It
sounds like a good way to spend an afternoon.
Good way to spend an afternoon. Yeah. Open a box of chocolates, get out some wine, sing with Weird Al.
He doesn't seem like a late night guy. He seems like kind of like a 4:30 show type, you know?
Yeah.
He's like the Jimmy Buffett of...
That's the second time you brought up Jimmy Buffett on this podcast.
He's
in the beginning segment, too.
That's the most I've heard Jimmy Buffett mentioned in the last, like, 10 years
of my life. Weird. That's weird. You don't like margaritas?
I can live without them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm more of a mojito if I had to choose.
Have you ever been to Duffy's? They have a gummy bear mojito, and it is absolutely delightful.
Gummy bears are made with gelatin.
You found that out last time.
No.
So, okay, wait. Kurt is a vegetarian.
Right.
And he's not allowed to eat anything with animals in them.
Right.
And recently we were, I think we were recording.
We were eating gummy worms.
Yeah. And
which were fantastic until... Did you bring it up?
No, your roommate actually.
My roommate brought up that gummy worms are made of gelatin, which is a substance made of like bones and skin.
True. That's not true anymore.
Are you sure?
That was only when it like first started. That's not what they
do.
You really think they're going to sell candy that's made of fucking bones?
I don't know, dude.
Why wouldn't you?
Capitalism, man.
No.
I'd eat it. I don't care.
Do you think bones are a cheaper like product?
I mean, what are you
going to
just like sugar? What are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
Like, you're done, like, cutting up an animal. No. What are you going to do with
it? If I died, I want my body...
You going to sell them to golf
donated kids? To gummy bears.
I mean, maybe you could do that, but it's definitely not still made of bones.
I mean, actually, like, 5 years ago, Robert Pickton was a serial killer.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but he used to, like, throw people, like, body parts of people into gelatin machines, and this was, like, 5 years ago.
Because he was a serial killer.
And that's where they got the idea from.
But, I mean, like...
Gummy bears were originally made out of, like, horse hoofs.
Were they actually made out of bears?
Were they actually made of worms?
Those are gummy worms. We're talking about gummy bears.
Wait, why are the gummy worms around the same size of a gummy bear if their bears are bigger?
Are you drunk?
Why are
Sadly, no. It'd be a better excuse if he was.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a segue, right? Drunk.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what's the premise of this podcast?
So the premise of this podcast is we want an excuse to drink alcohol and feel productive. So we do a podcast where we drink alcohol and talk nonsense.
I was informed that I'm doing this podcast to... like, validate my alcohol addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which you don't actually have.
Which I don't actually have. But
I disagree with that.
Everyone thinks I do.
I disagree.
I think you do.
You don't even know me.
Yeah, but, like, it doesn't take much.
But, so we drink beers on this podcast. We talk about other shit. And then we review the beer. Last time, Kurt picked the beer out solely because of the name. We're always getting beers with weird, like, European names that I can't pronounce.
Yeah, because it's fun for me.
Yeah, you want to feel...
I know.
Why? How?
It's fizzing out.
Why are you shaking it?
He put his finger into the beer.
Well, what do you do when it fizzes out like that?
Let it fizz out.
Why is his not fizzing out?
Because he's straight.
That's not... Okay.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's it. Fair enough. We have no say in this.
Kurt's beer is a squirter.
Well, this week we got spotting.
Spitting.
Should we explain what happened? This is an audio medium. So, like, Kurt's beer, he's got his finger in the top of his beer to try to keep it from, like, fizzing over. And, like, one, like, little string just, like, squirted halfway across the room.
Yeah.
So.
It was kind of hot if you're into that.
How is it still, like, what's going on?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, just hold it over the sink for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe will introduce the beers.
Yeah. I'll introduce the beers.
Read it.
Episode is a mess.
Why am I telling you how to do your own podcast?
Serious.
I've been here for 6 minutes.
Hey, we're children, so.
So, okay, so this beer.
Spaten.
It's, what does it say? It says premium lager on it.
Imported.
It's brewed in Germany.
It's in Munich.
Munich, Germany.
Yeah.
Since 1397. Wow.
So it's
do you
like
think
a really
they've actually been making it like this since 1397?
Probably not.
There was a similar beer called, like, Spoot. And then eventually the name
changed.
Well,
you know what Spaten means in German?
What?
It's the image right there. It's a shovel. It's like a spade.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
The most interesting.
I learned that in a beer garden because I asked the lady and I was like, hey, what does Spaten mean? She says it means shovel. And then she just walked away.
That's a great story, Kurt.
Well, fuck you. There wasn't much to it.
Well, normally.
What was I supposed to do?
You could have just stopped at shovel, and I'm like, wow, that's an interesting fact.
Well,
like,
I wonder.
No, I have to pair it with the story.
One time, I was at the store with my mom, and then I got a gummy worm, and she said I could have it.
He's not that far.
That's fair, but...
The problem that disappointed is you had me. It was going well. You were like, oh, Spaten means spade, which is a type of shovel.
What if I told you...
That's actually a cool fun fact. Then I asked the girl at the beer garden, and she said it meant shovel. And I'm like, oh.
Well, it was the way she said it. It wasn't just like, it means shovel. She just said it like she didn't care about me or anything in the world, and she was going to kill herself tomorrow.
She looked at you, took a drag of a cigarette. She's like, kid...
It means shovel.
And then she tossed it like that was the answer to the mystery that she was trying to solve her whole life.
Then she just like flicked the butt of the cigarette at your crotch.
Yeah. A 7-year-old just getting a fucking cigarette shoved right into their crotch.
Wait, we didn't... You just included the fact that you were 7 when that story happened. Why were you at a beer garden at 7?
Yeah.
Well, like, it was in Germany, and you can do that.
Oh yeah, you're a...
Right,
you're
I'll
a
buy
Nazi.
That. I'll buy that.
I'm not a Nazi. I just have...
That's what a Nazi would say.
That's
not true.
Yeah,
they're very proud of the fact that
they're Nazis. Well, post like 1946, they're not as proud because of the whole like legal thing.
Yeah, and the moral.
Why would you be a Nazi then?
I don't think the moral part bothers.
Do you think they think it's edgy? It's like being goth. Do you think being a Nazi is like the new goth?
Actually, in a way, it is. Because you ever see like those like 12-year-old YouTubers that are like, hey, Hitler, such a great day. And like, it's not good.
Wait, did you see that? The
PewDiePie.
Oh, yeah, PewDiePie.
Yeah,
is he a Nazi?
I hope so.
Why would you hope anyone's a Nazi?
He just so... I feel like he'd make a good Nazi. I'm thinking about him.
Because he has blonde hair? That's racist.
I feel like he would make a great career as a Nazi.
So beer, guys.
So beer. So Gabe, what do you think?
What's the presentation like, Gabe? He's always asking me about the presentation. Like,
well, when you look at a bottle of beer...
Green? It's green. It's like Heineken green. There's a shovel on it, as we discussed.
We already addressed that.
A spade.
We don't have to fucking
go. I didn't even ask him.
I didn't even ask him.
Wait, it says GS on it. What do you think that means?
Jesus. Gun smack.
GS.
God smack.
GS for Jesus.
Jesus saves.
No, it's Godsmack, the band from the 90s that did that one song, Voodoo.
So you think this beer that
it's
was...
It's a beer from the 1300s, but they're a big fan of Godsmack.
So you think, yeah. Well, yeah, we have no explanation
Billy
on it.
Like 90s alternative music. What year did you start? Oh, you know, like the Middle Ages.
Yeah, they're doing Gregorian chants, but like headbanging at the same time.
With like the devil horns on their
hands.
For those of you who don't know what the devil horns is, it's like do the Spider-Man thing, but put your thumb away.
Oh.
Just get it out of here.
Yeah.
Get your thumb out of here.
Get that thumb out of here.
Get it out.
So what do you think, taste-wise?
It looked like a Heineken. I'm not a fan of Heineken, but it doesn't taste like.
It's not bad. I like it. Yeah. It's like, it's light enough that you can drink a bunch of them and enjoy the day.
I get like a mix between like, I want to say Miller.
Yeah, it has a Miller vibe to it.
Yeah,
and kind of a little bit of Stella.
Yeah, yeah, I can definitely.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that's a European beer, so the Stella I think is perfect, and then the Miller. Yeah.
These Europeans ran out of ideas.
I like how we dropped from being like complete assholes to each other. Then you just had like a really genuine conversation.
Well, I mean, that's
you're like fuck you. It's actually had a really delightful conversation at the end.
That's actually how gay people just talk in general.
You're gonna be very surprised.
You can't say everything you do is a gay. You can't be like, you know, because I'm gay. Like, that's not how this.
There's so many things I wanted to say about Kurt that I just haven't called him out on, and now you're just doing that for
call me a faggot to my face, faggot.
You called us faggots earlier, and we were the ones who were like, that's inappropriate. That might offend again. I don't know how to handle this.
I mean, is it like the N-word where you can, if you...
Yeah, it is, because like it's the N-word for gay people.
You know how cuck is like the
word for cuckold.
No, they can appropriate it now and say,
I'm a cuck. No. You're a cuck.
I don't think
cuckold has the same...
You know...
Because that's a choice.
Hold on.
No, you're born to be a cuckold.
Time out. Here's how you know fag and cuck are not the same as the N-word. Because we're saying fag and cuck. We're not even saying the N-word at all.
Oh, you're saying that.
Yeah, I'm allowing you to say faggot. You have to have a gay person
present.
You know,
there actually is.
It's like the N-word. You need a black person to say it.
I
don't think that's how that works.
The difference is there's actually a ceremony that allows you to say fag.
Yeah.
And that what it is.
They touch your balls.
Mine's more elaborate.
Okay.
I have to hold onto my ankles with my pants around them, and then your thumb just gets to disappear.
Oh. Okay, so like.
And then after that ceremony has taken place, I'm allowed to say fag.
But do you turn gay?
So it's like a.
No. It's like
a prostate exam meets a wet willy.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Lick your thumb?
Yeah, dude.
You can't put it in dry.
Honestly, have you ever put something in your ass and dry?
Honestly, dude, putting
a butt plug up your butt is so hard if it's dry.
Haven't you just tried to put something up your ass dry? Come on, dude. How could you not know?
I mean,
if you're straight and you've never done that, you're ignorant.
I've had a butt plug in and I'm very straight.
Hey, it's fun because, you know.
It's not. I didn't enjoy it, but I said everything once.
Honestly, okay, well, the prostate is our G-spot, guys.
Wow. I've heard that.
It is. It's fucking awesome.
Welcome to Gator Sauce.
We're having a conversation what it's like to be gay.
Yeah, just for the record, I did try the butt plug. That is a true story. I did not enjoy it one bit.
Really?
Oh, no. Wow. I feel like it would be... So you're pretty confident in your heterosexuality.
Yes, very.
There you go.
You like to touch boobs?
My favorite. You know, a lot of guys have the conversation, tits or ass man. I'm very much a tit man.
You know, I like a combination of the both.
Do you?
No.
It looks like guys with tits.
Well, you can still.
I don't mind. Like, if they have like, if they're a little bit bigger. Like, if they're a bear, I can go for it. I'm not really into it, but, like, if he treats me well.
Huh.
Yeah, you know.
It's very open-minded.
Yeah.
I'm a personality guy.
Oh, fuck your person. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
He probably will after this podcast.
Someone has to.
Thinking about personality. Just jerking off.
Oh, yeah. She's so sweet.
She's so brave.
She supports me in my art.
Just vague personality traits. Ah, she's so good in conversation.
She's okay with letting me watch her fuck other men.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's a cuck then.
It's not a choice.
It's not a choice.
It's real dark turn. I was being silly, and then you got dark.
Okay, so lady,
so the beer.
No, actually, we gotta say this. Daniel does not want to participate in our reindeer games.
Not a beer guy.
He's not a beer guy, but that's okay.
What are you drinking?
I've got a rum and coke.
How would you rate that? What's the presentation like?
It's a rum and coke. It's in a glass I have in the cabinet.
Now is that a square? Or is it a circle?
It's got a square
base. It turns into a circle.
And it becomes spherical at the top.
Mm. It's a metaphor.
Nope, it's not. It's a glass. It's for drinking. It's kind of like a classic whiskey glass. You'll see it in most bars.
All right, what's the name of the whiskey?
Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan.
That's not whiskey.
It's not whiskey.
That's rum. Oh, spiced rum.
I said rum. I said rum.
I thought he said whiskey.
No, I said rum.
I just saw brown and I
got Jack.
You saw brown and you immediately thought whiskey?
Yeah.
That's racist.
That's the color of it.
Well, let's not go down that rabbit trail. I got Jack over there. I might make myself a Jack and Coke later.
Hey, so a question. Who would win in a fight?
Equestrian. A horse.
Equestrian.
Would win in the fight.
Okay. All right. So you... So...
I don't know what's happening.
All right. All right. So in a fight, you have Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan.
Jose Cuervo.
Okay.
Or Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Who would win?
I'm going to go... Well, Jack Daniels getting killed immediately because Jose Cuervo and Captain Morgan... Well, Captain Morgan's a pirate.
Yeah. Without weapons.
Without weapons. Can they call for backup?
No, why would they fucking call for backup?
Because he's a pirate and he has a crew.
Does a wooden leg count as a weapon?
Captain Morgan doesn't have a wooden leg.
We can see both of his legs. He stands up and...
Gabe, take this fucking seriously.
Yeah.
Damn it, I thought I could make jokes on this comedy podcast.
This is an intellectual conversation. This is like what we do in college. We pay tons of money to discuss the political ramifications.
You weigh your money?
What?
You weigh your money?
Who?
You said you paid tons of money.
Oh, I've made a huge mistake.
Hey, that's pretty good. I didn't see that one coming.
I've made a huge mistake.
I guess I could say I did not see that
I'm not coming. As familiar with Jose Cuervo as you guys apparently are.
It's a tequila.
Hold on.
What does he look like?
Let me answer the goddamn question.
Well, we don't know what Jack Daniels looks like either.
So?
Oh. No. I'm going to go Captain Morgan just because the pirate angle. The pirate seems like he can fight.
I want to say Captain Morgan, but I'm going to say Jose Cuervo. He's been in the desert.
Well, we've met a pirate.
Yeah, we met a pirate.
And pirates aren't all that tough.
No, they're actually really depressing. And by the way, if you were listening from last episode, Scurvy Joe is actually getting a divorce from his third wife.
Was he married?
Yeah.
Huh.
I totally
you know what? I have a hunch.
He was married to a dead person because he got married in France.
I have a hunch that Scurvy Joe might be gay.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think all pirate captains are gay. Did you know that?
This is not going to be true. Whatever you're about to say is not going to be true.
Captain Hook was gay.
That's not true.
Actually, he was a dandy. If you read the original script of Peter Pan.
I'm pretty sure you brought this up on
Peter
the podcast.
Peter Pan was the gayest character in that movie.
No, why do you think Captain Hook is chasing Peter Pan?
Oh, he's flamboyant, he's gay?
Yeah, probably.
No, I think the leotard...
When I see a flamboyant person, I think, oh, you... That's free ass right there.
It can't just...
Free ass? Normally, I have to pay for my ass.
Yeah, opposed to the ass you have to pay
Wait,
for.
Wait, shoot.
Oh. Well, beer so far so good, right?
So, yeah.
So the beer. Right?
I look at the time and I'm like, shit. What, Captain Morgan? Okay. Beer.
It's taken us 20 minutes to finish the beer.
Well, that's usually how life works. Yeah. But
is it?
What is on the news docket today, Mr. Gabriel Viana?
Look, you told. Why'd you say my full name?
Now they can Google.
People just thought my name was Gabe. Just that's it. It's like Cher.
It's like Cher?
Yeah.
You have no last name?
No, it's just Gabe.
Hey, wait, is Cher a woman or a man? I could never figure that one out.
She's a woman.
She's whatever she wants to be.
That's fair.
Sorry, they are whatever they want to be.
Now, I sent you some stuff from Comic-Con. And I said I have a look at it. some primarily DC news. That was like the big thing.
Yeah, it was. Because Marvel already did their shit.
Marvel wrapped up their year pretty much.
Marvel's not really participating in Comic-Con that much.
Like, yeah, no, honestly, even on the Twitter, they're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
We're not going to be there that much, but we're there, whatever. We'll have a booth.
So we got to, well, there was some footage from Wonder Woman shown at Comic-Con, but we didn't see that. But we did get footage.
Because she's a terrorist.
Or because they only shot, like, a few scenes from that by the time they
had to present Gal Gadot is a terrorist.
I wonder which one I'm going to go
with. Don't necessarily.
I've got two opposing views here. I wonder which one sounds more accurate.
Yeah.
Is it that some very legitimate movie business stuff that they probably don't have a lot of scenes shot? Or is it that Israeli actress Gal Gadot is a terrorist?
That's what Alex Jones told me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he really tell you that, or are you just...
No, personally, I know him. He's from Texas.
You met Alex Jones.
Texas is a real small town.
It's, well, no, like...
It's a real small place.
This state is, like,
he lives
really...
In Texas.
Like, it's spread out, but, like, it's like a small town. I can go to the supermarket.
And see Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'll punch his fucking dick off.
Off?
Yeah, just off. Yeah. It's like One Punch Man, but, like...
Dicks.
Dicks.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Comes off like a Mr. Potato Head arm.
That's what I was imagining.
That actually sounds nice if you could just kind of, like, rotate through dicks.
I mean, honestly... That's what the future looks like, man.
Why don't you just keep the biggest one?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. But, like, say that one gets herpes.
Well, no, why would you want the biggest one?
Because
you guys are, like,
we're heteronormative guys.
No, I mean, okay. So
I'll keep the smallest one, then.
I would not keep the smallest one, although you can have very fast sex with a small one. You can't with a large one.
What do you mean very fast sex?
Why would you want fast
sex? Because you're closer to everything.
Why would you want fast sex?
What do you mean?
Though?
Yeah,
dude,
like,
fast sex.
Oh, shit, I gotta knock this shit out of the way. I got a meeting in like 5 minutes.
No, I mean fast sex. I mean, like, you can pump faster. You know what I mean? You can.
I don't think so.
I mean, but that takes up more energy, and then you're just exhausted.
Not necessarily if you do it for a long time.
I don't think.
I'm defending people with small dicks. I don't necessarily have one.
Well, let's not get into this. Let's not get into this.
But I'm defending them, just like the cucks. I am a social justice warrior, ladies and gentlemen.
For cucks and small dicks?
Yes. Nothing else, though.
Where do you think the Venn diagram of those two groups are? I'm going to say...
Fortnite players.
Damn it.
Those are kids, man. And I'm about kids.
Well, yeah,
sorry.
Wouldn't kids have small dicks? They haven't grown yet.
I'm not talking about children's small penises.
Then I will.
Oh, God. I'm going to step out of the room so I don't have to necessarily approve of this.
No. Hear me out. If a kid has a big dick, that's fucked up. Because why would a kid need a big dick?
Well, how would you know he had a big dick?
You're a doctor?
Instagram?
That's fair. Instagram.
His is much more.
Anyway,
Instagram. Okay, please go on. Explain. Expound.
I'm going to go direct the first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Oh, you want to? You want to go there?
Well, let's just cover the DC news real quick.
Okay, we got DC news.
Daniel just saw the Shazam trailer. You had seen it before.
I loved it.
I had seen it. We all liked it.
I don't like DC movies.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
they're not good.
They're not. I mean, DC's just not the universe that I like as much.
They're
but
just not doing as good.
I'm a huge DC fan.
I mentioned that. Yeah, he is.
And that Shazam's been like my one hope for, you know, the DC
movies.
And it
looks good.
Yeah.
It actually generally looks good.
I think I brought up last time that there was an image released of him drinking like a cola can.
Yeah, well, that's what we talked about
last
time.
But in the trailer, you see that he's actually buying beer.
Yeah.
Because he's an adult now. I like that they actually kind of went with that joke instead of just...
But he also has like a ton of fucking
candy. Yeah, that's great. Because like I'm assuming he tries it and then he spits it out because beer's disgusting if you're a kid.
That's true.
And then he goes and buys
it. It's like coffee. It's like coffee.
Which is why I'm not drinking beer.
Oh. He's a kid then.
He's drinking
that's wrong. Why he knows about Instagram and penises.
Because
of kids.
I'm a kid with a big dick.
Well, yeah, just to cover what you said earlier, you're a 10, right?
I am a 10 or I am 10?
I am 12.
Because sometimes I feel
hello.
Like,
well, if you're 10, if you're the age of 10,
okay, so I
then I can't like, necessarily say that you're a 10.
Do you have to ask his consent to know his age?
See, I thought you were like saying I am a 10, and you made me feel beautiful for a second. Thank you.
I mean,
you're definitely like a solid like 7.
I agree.
You got real on that. If he said 0 or 10, it's a joke.
It
he said he got really specific with that.
He's like 7.4. I'm like, yeah, that's fair.
You thought about this.
I'm okay with anything above like a 6.5.
You can trust me. I'm gay.
Watch your drink.
It's usually the other way around. As in, I don't trust the gays.
They're the gay agenda.
The gay agenda.
By the way, you have it with you. You were writing in your gay agenda.
Right, I was writing in my gay agenda.
You know what,
so,
you know what the gay agenda is called? It's called the Satin Mafia.
The Satin Mafia?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Why? See, I have to write essays. That's in my gay agenda.
It's a phrase I heard and it made me sad when I...
So, there's a zombie movie. I hate zombies.
Wow.
And I hate Nazis. Exclusively, but when they're together,
in that order,
yes,
too.
I think zombies are a little bit worse than Nazis.
Really?
Because Nazis don't eat people's brains; they may gas people.
But zombies don't. But think about it.
I mean, if you're looking from a purely pragmatic perspective,
zombies are worse.
Zombies are worse. If you're
Thank
looking
you.
From a
moral
perspective,
yeah.
moral perspective, Nazis are.
Well, worse. What is more of a threat to us?
More of a. I mean, neither right now, if my opinion.
Yeah, I think neither of them are... I mean, right now, Nazis.
Neither one...
Yeah, that's right. Right now, Nazis.
But it's also very low on the total. Neither one really has a foothold.
It's yeah, I mean... But, like, let's say it's, like, I don't know, Left 4 Dead. You have that situation where everyone just gets a disease. Boom. Zombies are a fucking huge threat.
To us, right now.
Yeah. Well, not right now. I'm just saying, like, in hypothetical situation. Yeah, I mean, then again,
well, then in that case, the fucking Death Star is a huge threat to us right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So we agree.
Yeah.
Gator sauce.
Gator sauce.
So you're going to bring up a movie that's
okay,
coming
so
out.
Okay, so Overlord is... The trailer's fucking cool, all right? I don't really like... I hated playing Call of Duty World at War with Nazi zombies. Just, I don't know. That wasn't my thing because I thought it was cliche at that point.
Right.
But since we have, like, had... a drop in zombie things, I think it's okay for zombies to come back into the main light and be like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool.
The drop was like a year.
Yeah, but it's...
They're retro now.
Yeah,
it's
they're retro.
Like nine, it's
well,
9 months.
I mean, like, if you look at the lifespan of a meme...
Fair enough.
Well, I don't think zombies are already coming back either way.
Well, I don't know. I don't care, but...
I don't think
it looks fucking cool. The presentation of the movie looked cool, and they just slapped J.J. Abrams' name, like, right on it. I know he's not directing or anything, but... You know, that's kind of like, that kind of gets my dick a little bit hard.
Why? You know he's not in it.
No, I don't, I've never even seen a picture. I don't even know what he looks
really?
Like.
Imagine what he looks like and I want you to describe it to me.
I imagine all directors as, oh, good night. The bald guy, Ron Howard.
Really?
All directors are Ron Howard in my mind.
All the
little,
directors
you're...
for me are a cross between Ron Howard and Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
The only
oh my god.
The only difference between the two of them is which one's fat and which one's skinny. But
really?
They all look the same. It's just like, is it going to be fat or skinny, but they all look the same.
And there's a Harvey
well,
Weinstein.
No, I guess J.J. Abrams is a little off from that stereotype.
I have
no idea what he looks like, genuinely.
He's a short guy with black curly hair.
Oh, so
okay,
like Woody Allen type.
So a Jew.
I wanted to say that, but at the same time, I didn't want to say that.
Well, I'm a guest. I'm a guest, so like, what's the worst thing you're gonna do? Like, kick me off the podcast?
True.
We're not saying anything.
Yeah.
Except bagels.
Well,
are amazing.
We can all agree, Daniel's a Jew.
You're Jewish?
Not even a little.
Oh shit! Damn it! Oops.
Damn it! And you're like Austrian or something. So
I'm not. I'm Ukrainian, Polish, German.
German.
Scotch.
That's way worse.
And gay.
And those are my nationalities. I am from Planet Gay. Hello.
Well, while we're talking about it, I am actually Irish, Scottish, mostly just a lot of Northern European.
You know, I love
and,
when straight white males tell me that they're like their pure white history.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm from Germany, and also England.
Honestly, you're saying that, but that's how I feel every time a white person is telling me their history. I'm like, you're from Europe. I get it.
The funny part is, you made me for being German. You have more German in you than I do.
He's like, I'm German, Austrian, I'm also German.
I said Irish and Scottish, and you're like, fucking Germany!
Well, they're all white, so they're the same thing, right?
You have a German flag in your apartment.
I don't. I took it down.
Really? Why?
That's
because I'm packing and moving.
Oh, I thought it's because of some kind of like
moral thing.
Yeah. Like,
no.
You're like maybe this could give off the wrong.
No,
the German flag is fine. The Nazi flag is not fine.
Agree to disagree.
He just wanted to say that. I get that feeling he doesn't actually disagree.
Little column A, little column B.
I don't have any sort of like passion towards the German flag. It's very multicolored.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Brazilian, so that's even more colorful.
Yeah, you're kind of brownish.
You got yellow, you got
Wait,
green.
Wait, his flag
green.
Or him?
I'm not brownish. I'm like...
Compared to, pink,
fucking tough. I did get a tan recently, so that kind of throws it off.
He has fucking freckles. You have a tan.
Think about who you're around. You're around two guys who are obviously very Northern European. You're fucking dark.
Well, I'm okay. If I had to give off my history, it's Brazilian, Italian, Portuguese. It's kind of European, but like the darker side.
Yeah.
The darker side? The darker so like they side. Kill like more people than Europeans?
Probably kill less people, actually.
Oh, the Spanish, they kill a lot of people.
Well, not Spanish.
But like the Spaniards who took over most of the time.
Well, you're Portuguese?
If you're Portuguese and you're Brazilian, like you're probably a Spanish.
Portugal is essentially Spain.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm an American. I was born.
You know what Portugal's
main. We all were! So we all killed everyone.
You know what you know what Portugal's main export is? Cork.
I thought you were going to make a joke.
No, I'm actually serious.
You're going to be like, bullshit. Yeah.
I thought you were about to say something like, Spaniards. And be like, you're like, in Cork. I'm like, oh, I just learned
slaves.
Guys, I'm actually really smart, so.
I just learned something.
All right, so this J.J. Abrams produced film. Mm-hmm. It plays Hell's Bells by AC/DC, which is already fucking cool.
Great for a trailer.
Right, awesome. It's better than those, and then just some silence, and then you see a giant monster. And
is that a reference?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Literally every trailer.
Well, Inception started it, and then a lot of trailers started it.
That's right. Because when you said that, I thought of something, but I couldn't pin it on anything. Yeah.
Inception.
Because I thought of everything once.
I felt like that was like a more original approach, and plus, I don't think anybody's actually attempted to make like a fun, good, watchable, high budget Nazi zombie film.
Nazi
zombies.
That's specific.
That's the one part that changes.
Right.
Yeah.
Because like,
because that's been
Zombieland.
Zombieland's fantastic. Yeah. I actually never saw it, but I knew it was high budget. The World War Z.
Yeah. Oh, what was the one that Hot Fuzz did? The people who did.
Oh shit! I need to know this. Shaun of the Dead.
Yep, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That whole trilogy is
amazing. Yeah. A couple years ago, my older brother's a bit more of a movie buff than I am. And
he's ripped too, like actually.
No, he's short. Oh. No, he's short and round.
Improv.
Short and round? Are you saying he's like Jigglypuff?
No, he's actually gotten in better shape. He's having a...
So Kirby.
I'm getting real genuine here. He's having a daughter soon, so he's been taking care of himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fuck you with your funny jokes. He's like Jigglypuff. No, he's going to be a father. Fuck you. No.
You're not saying that Jigglypuff can't be a father?
Yeah, what are you saying?
That's true.
Yeah, what are you saying?
What are you saying?
Yeah, man, I've been
not playing... until Gen 2, because Gen 1, they didn't have gender.
Yeah, dude, I've been playing Pokemon Emerald for like 3 weeks now. Fuck you.
I've played a lot of Pokemon.
Dude, honestly.
I still have all of them.
I see your Game Boy right behind me.
The blue one's my girlfriend's, the red one's mine. Anyway, that's not the point. We'll get back. If we want to go to the Pokemon...
It's Pokemon.
Shut up. If you want to go down the Pokemon rabbit hole, we'll do that.
I actually like Digimon better.
Fuck, I'm not doing this podcast anymore.
I'm not a nerd.
I mean, get out of my apartment, leave.
I'm not a fucking
nerd. Get out of my apartment! Anyways, we were talking about it. We watched all of the movies, like Shaun of the Dead and
Hot Fuzz, World's End.
We watched all three of those in one night.
Those are just fantastic movies.
Yeah, I had a cute little story I was going to tell, but you guys stepped on it.
Oh, well, I like stepping
on
things.
Well, I'll tell you a cute little story.
Is it about James Gunn?
No, it's about Ryan Reynolds. Our favorite Deadpool.
Hey, he's actually a cool person. I like him.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
He hasn't like beat women or anything like that in the past.
That's your standard for a good person. Hasn't beat women.
Yeah.
I think like that's my standard for a bad person below that. Dude. Everything above is just regular.
That means more good people.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
What have you done that you're not telling us about?
I'm kidding.
That was like a triple high five too.
Also, I was trying to do a high five on an audio medium, and thank you.
You gotta do that. You gotta this is fourth wall breaking, but you have to literally put your hands above the mic.
Speaking of fourth wall breaking, Ryan Reynolds is
that's a good segue because it's about Deadpool.
Until you mention it's a good segue, it's a good segue.
And then he mentioned it was a good segue.
Oh god!
And it's really we're all dead.
We're breaking like the seventh wall
dude,
right here.
I am dabbing to all this irony right now.
Yeah, we're broadcasting from the future. All three of us are dead.
Means in 2038.
What?
I'm gonna stop repeating Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds.
So he was actually.
If you say it three times with your cock out, he comes to the bathroom mirror.
Does he suck your cock or?
I wish I'm straight and I'd like that.
But he looks like Deadpool.
Well, actually,
Deadpool
doesn't look that bad.
I wouldn't mind.
He has like some weird skin, but other
hey, he's
that,
ripped though. He's right. Like a he's like yeah.
They also like but it, implied in the movie that he smells bad too.
Yeah, also he's like covered in pus. That's another thing in the comic books. That's a thing.
Anyway, so new movie.
So Ryan Reynolds
Gator Sauce
is producing a.
Is that how it works?
Yes, Gator Sauce.
I did it right. Ryan Reynolds is producing a movie called Stoned Alone. Now, can you guess what this movie's about?
It's about Sylvester Stallone getting high.
That would actually be pretty.
I mean, it's probably a movie about like me being in a room, stoned as fuck, completely alone, and having a paranoia breakdown.
Very close. So it's actually sort of a kind of parody of Home Alone.
Oh.
But it's about a 20-something stoner who goes skiing with his friends and ends up getting high in a cabin. And then he starts getting paranoid, thinking that people are coming in to break into the cabin.
Is it?
It turns out to be real, and he has to actually.
Is it comedic or is it dramatic?
It's a comedy.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Wait, did you see Jonah Hill's new movie?
I saw the trailer. Mid-90s.
Yeah.
It looks interesting.
It looks the presentation, I think, was very good.
Yeah. Although it makes me a little sad that the big 90s are now a callback.
Hey, well, like, I was born in 95, so 5 years I was a 90s kid, and
I'm
I don't
older
remember.
Than you.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm 22.
I don't want to tell you how old I am.
You're 24.
Fuck you. I don't want the people to know.
We've told them your name. We've told
you
them your address.
You
social
only
his social security number is 420-69-69-69.
That's my actual social security number.
Oh, fuck.
So far, all the information they have is I'm a 24-year-old person named Daniel, and I'd like for them to not get any more information.
True.
Right.
Follow me on Instagram.
Well, they do know you're a ginger. So.
Well, that's true, and mostly Irish.
He punched me in the shoulder, and I want to file a suit against him.
Yeah, it was supposed to be part of the bit, and then I remembered a second later that once
it's
again,
audio,
it's
you can't
audio.
See anything.
Did you hear that? That Papa John's sued.
Hey,
Papa John's?
Hey, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Can you do your impression of Papa John's for us?
Hi, folks. I'm Papa John. Lately, in the news, things have gotten weird. But I think we should get back to our roots. This company started with me doing some stuff I forgot from the commercial. And it ended with my ultimate goal. Me spending a lot of time with Peyton Manning.
Hey,
little people know this is
Kurt.
I bought
hey,
the
Kurt.
Soul of Peyton Manning
you wanna,
years ago.
You want to get smoke some weed?
After he retired
yeah.
from the Broncos... I spent a lot of
yeah,
money.
Yeah, I don't
want to
be stoned
him.
Alone.
He's basically
yeah,
a slave
so that's why
to me.
I'm asking
now.
You to smoke with me.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right.
He has to do whatever.
Hey, isn't
I
say. Papa John suing himself?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Or he's...
Hey guys.
Oh, hi.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do a bit right now. Are you guys smoking? Guys, I told you not to bring weed. I told you not to bring weed here. I told you right. not to bring weed in
fuck.
Here.
Fuck.
I see galaxies,
here.
Bro.
Dude. Are those the cops?
Oh, no. Oh. I'm the only sober one. I told you guys. I've been drinking.
At least we're not stoned alone.
No. We're so fucked.
Welcome back to Gator Sauce.
Hey, so the World Cup ended.
That's something.
It did end, actually.
And
do you know who won?
Your mom.
Do you actually know who won?
Your mom.
You don't know who won.
It's France. Yeah. Actually, Africa won.
What?
What?
You didn't hear that thing? Okay. So half of the mem, at least more than half.
Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you.
It's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
I don't know.
Unless the rain's down in Africa.
I'm
not surprised.
Gonna take a lot to do the things we never had.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
okay.
Right. So we were talking about.
Honestly, like I wanted you guys to do that because that's like my favorite song.
It's
wow, you planned this whole thing.
Yeah,
it's,
I did.
It's
no,
good.
But
to be fair, he used to listen to it before it was a meme, and like I would because we used to room together.
I really did. I was getting.
I would be trying to sleep
music,
at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's fucking blasting Africa
that's
on his loudspeakers.
That's one of those.
And I'm fucking dancing hardcore.
Well, here's
too.
The thing, though. That
drunk
one became a meme for a reason. Because it's a great song.
Yeah.
Little fun fact. Have you ever heard Reliant K's version of that song?
I heard their Christian... I mean, another Christian. Their Christmas album.
Also good.
Yeah.
Let It Snow Baby, Let It Rain Dear.
Yeah.
But their version of Africa by Toto is actually very good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I turned that down to a genuine road. You're talking about a movie game.
But, no, but World Cup, half of the team was from, like, Morocco and other African colonies.
Well, that's kind of how imperialism worked.
Yeah, well, imperialism can suck my nads.
It probably won't.
Well, imperialism is going to win you.
It probably will because I'm white.
Yeah, we're both European. They don't care about our opinion.
Oh, they do? I mean, because, you know, they're like, oh, whatever.
Well, let's...
I was trying to take it away from
the
doctor.
Nathan Fillion.
What?
What about Nathan Fillion?
Firefly. That's a great show.
Nathan Fillion, Uncharted.
Yeah.
Segway. I thought that's what you're trying to do.
No, I just want to talk about Firefly. Well, they need to bring back Firefly.
Are you a fan of Uncharted?
No.
You're not.
Yeah,
you're
not
a fan. I like it. I played a little bit of it when you weren't
So there
looking.
Was a new...
okay,
someone
you
made
guys
a
talk about it. I'm going to jerk off real quick.
All right.
Well, that's
Just,
we don't need, like, he's, like, right next to us on the couch.
He's our guest. Just let him do what he wants. We're in his apartment.
We can't let it get... We
just
are in his apartment.
Just let him do it, all right?
He's a libertarian, so we gotta, like, at least...
I don't know what that's supposed
to
mean.
We didn't mention that earlier. That's not a context they're gonna get.
Yeah. So, someone made a short film about Uncharted. Someone made an Uncharted fan film.
And Nathan Fillion was like, fuck yeah, I'll be...
Okay, so Nathan Fillion is a lot of people's favorite, like, fan cast for Nathan Drake. And my problem is I think he's a little too old to play
Nathan
Drake.
Yeah, I do too.
But the way they did it actually really worked. They had fucking Stephen Lang as Sully.
It looks great.
A great choice.
I mean, I like the trailer and I watched the movie.
And if you're a fan of the games, they go into a lot of the like the things that like
the games are great.
Yeah, a lot of the references in there. Like there's a part where he jumps out of a window and then he pulls out his gun and it goes into a third person like kind of perspective.
Hey Gabe, you know what? I'm really glad I'm not a fucking nerd.
You guys were talking about Pokemans a while ago.
Well, that's intellectual.
That's classic.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Oh, you stopped jerking off?
Yeah, just to talk about Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, like, he's
he finished once we said Pokemon.
No, he's starting...
As I'm wiping the cum off my own face.
He's starting to do this thing called edging, right? You told me about this. You were doing...
Sure, I did, but please explain it to
me. So, like, right before you come, you just, like, put your hands up in the air and you don't come.
Oh, I've called that teasing.
Yeah, it's teasing, but it's called edging because you do it so many times and, like, you don't come for, like, months. And then eventually, at the end of the month, you, like, okay, I'm going to fucking do it. And then you shoot a load and it, like, blows through a wall.
And then you tell everyone about it because you spend so much time on it and you can't just, like...
Yeah, exactly.
It has to be worth something,
right? It's like learning, like, magic or something. You have to show people your fucking cards.
I don't think since the first time I came, I've gone 3 days without coming.
You need to do better. Hey, did you know dolphins, when they come, they can literally blast off a human's head by the force of their cum?
Why would a human's head be near their penis?
I don't believe you, but I want it to be true.
You know what would be great? I know this isn't true, but I wish that dolphins came out of their blowholes.
That's not where I thought that was going, but it's kind of nice.
They come up for air, just cum flies out. Splashdown.
They were in went extinct in years. It was
hey, but fuck SeaWorld.
Yeah, fucks. I mean, it's kind of like a.
There we go.
Yeah, it's kind of an outdated thing to say.
Yeah.
You saw Blackfish, dude?
No, I mean SeaWorld's still existing.
Yeah, I know. All right. So speaking of bad things happening in the world. James Gunn recently got fired from Marvel. Now, James Gunn is the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. And some people dug up some old tweets that he made a few years ago. Quite a few years ago, actually.
Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do,
just to give them context.
Yeah.
Disney fired him because, you know, the tweets were kind of inappropriate. They talk about kid touching and rape, things that we would never talk
never
about
mentioned
on this podcast.
That on this podcast.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was a saint.
From what I found out, it's highly inappropriate.
Yeah.
Right.
So in order to respect that,
in order to convey this message to you guys in audio format and to give you kind of a context to what he said, we're going to do a dramatic representation of these tweets.
I think given in the right context...
They're funny.
Would have been all right.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to maybe put ourselves in a situation where maybe those tweets could have come off in actually make sense.
Stan, we're on Mars.
It's a real nice evening tonight. I mean, I think it's the evening. It's Mars.
Yeah, I don't know what time it is back on Earth, but we were on Mars, and it seems like there seems to be no aliens around here.
You'd think there would be. You know, yeah. It's Mars.
Whoa, what is that?
Shit, what the fuck is that?
That's an alien.
It's blue.
Hey, Mr. Alien. What's going on? What's up with you?
Last night, I did a reading with a convicted pedophile.
Oh, what the hell? Yeah.
Should we contact someone? I mean...
I don't know why this alien is... Why are you reading? What? What's going... Okay, alien...
Do you know English?
Quote... Mouth rape Mickey Mouse, end quote.
He seems to know somewhat about our pop culture.
Yeah, he knows Mickey Mouse.
Do you know sign language?
I thought it was a pedophile game.
So he thinks this is a whole game.
Okay, this is...
Or is he just repeating phrases that he heard on a social media?
I don't know. I mean, it is the year 2060, so does social media even exist anymore back on Earth? But let's ask this alien some more questions. Maybe we can get to the bottom of what's going on with him.
Where are you from? Where is your leader?
Three men and a baby they had sex with, end quote.
That's his leader.
So they have a leader. That's three men and a baby. Okay. And they had... Wait, is it the off? Can you expound?
Expound?
Explain further.
I like it when little boys touch me in my silly place.
Hey, do you think this...
Do you think he's being genuine here?
Do you think he's a pedophile?
Can aliens be pedophiles?
Maybe their moral system is different than ours. I don't know. Like...
Sarah Palin's ass is way too fat to jerk off to.
Okay, so he knows who Sarah Palin is.
Yeah, so I think he's like serious here.
And he jerked off. That's good to know.
Well, yeah, we know that this, you know, the species can actually like feel sexual pleasure.
Yeah, alien, is there anything you want to tell the people of Earth that maybe could help us out as a society?
This hotel shower is the weakest ever. Felt like a 3-year-old was peeing on my head.
He's standing in a fucking... It's empty. There's nothing there.
I mean, I'm trying to read into it, but it doesn't make sense.
Is this a form of your poetry art?
Just made a joke about ass raping my friend while she was sleeping.
It's almost like what we say has no effect on his response.
It really doesn't. It's like he's reading from a script. Or maybe a series of social media tweets.
It's like his responses are so contained that you can't possibly make them match our questions.
The Expendables was so manly. I fucked the shit out of the little pussy boy next to me.
Wait, what? Okay, look, let's just analyze that one tweet. Or that one quote from the alien. The Expendables was what?
So fucking manly, I fucked the shit out of the little pussy boy next to me.
Now, if you're watching a manly movie, you're gonna fuck a... What?
I mean, I'd fuck a...
That's not even not funny. Yeah, wait, what? I mean, that's not even funny.
Hey, look, a comet.
A comet? Well, I think we've had enough of this alien for now. I think we should just go back to our Mars base and maybe not tell anyone about this.
Because no,
that
we
alien's
can't.
Career could get completely ruined based
right.
on those.
He can't direct alien films anymore, I bet.
I thought it was a pedophile game.
All right, we're out of here.
Yeah, this we don't want to be a part of. Oh, my helmet! It came off! Oh god, it's real! So I guess the moral of the story is, James Gunn's tweets weren't really that funny.
I mean, Maybe, you know, I think Daniel mentioned this. If he was doing a stand-up bit and he was saying these things, we could see his facial cues.
Really? Right? I don't know.
It's context.
Jesselnik.
Well, we did context, and it didn't work out.
It didn't work.
We didn't do context at all. It's the entire thing about the James Gunn tweets is if you were doing them in a context where it's like, this is a comedy moment. This is a moment where we're doing funny things, where the entire point was he's going to be making jokes and whatever he's saying from henceforth is not to be taken seriously. Then maybe, just maybe, I could have accepted him.
Yeah.
But he's putting on Twitter for the world to see and for you to read them with no setup, no punchline, no surrounding
content. It's a completely, like, visual reading of a thing. It's like, I don't know.
You're asking for it to be taken out of context.
Exactly.
Well, I personally felt like some of the jokes just weren't funny. Like,
agreed.
I think there were a couple. If you tweeted it today.
The Sarah Palin one.
Yeah.
Her ass isn't that big.
There's one.
I feel sure like the problem could, is the sexism sure, more so than her ass sure, not being that
I'm pretty
big.
Sure you could reasonably jerk off to her ass. Danny, you've done it before.
Today.
You're a libertarian.
Earlier today, remember when I took a pause to jerk off for a second?
Yeah. Sarah Palin.
That was two Sarah Palin's ass. Not all of her.
I feel like you gotta like hold her mouth shut while you're...
Well,
now I'm genuinely curious because I don't think I've taken note of what Sarah Palin's ass looks like. Now I just can't get that out of my head.
Yeah, does apparently have, James Gunn thought about it.
Yeah, he did.
But here's the thing: like, I'm genuinely thinking, like, does she have a nice ass? Does she have a bad ass? I don't know.
Well, speaking of ass,
let me just say, like, I feel like James Gunn's tweet, like, if he tweeted them today, my main thing is like, as much as I don't think his tweets are funny, or in my personal opinion, I know you guys might disagree, like, I don't like them.
Ring?
Yes, it is, but we'll talk about that later. Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like his tweets, like they were done like 10 years ago.
Sure.
That shouldn't be a reason for him to be fired.
No, obviously
he's obviously changed his sense of
humor,
too.
But it's Disney. It's like they made
it. If you follow his Twitter, he's changed his sense of humor.
I get it. I get why Disney.
Well, okay.
I get why Disney made the decision to fire, to separate themselves. Yeah.
Well, who is the guy who exposed him? We got to bring that up.
Mike, I forgot his name. Kernovich or something like that?
Mike Hawk.
Well, yeah, some right-wing Breitbart guy
did
it because James Gunn was tweeting anti-Trump tweets. And they did it to get back at him, and Disney fell into the trap.
Same thing they did with Stormy Daniels, except not as terrifying.
I don't know what happened with Stormy Daniels. She got arrested, didn't she?
Yeah, and for bullshit, which I'm 100% certain that, like, Trump administration, like, they fucking did secret government shit and put it on her, and like was like, you said shit about our president.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I kind of stopped listening to you guys for the past like 45 seconds. I did Google Sarah Palin's ass.
How is it?
I'm gonna step out for a bit.
To be honest,
really?
You.
Let me
see. Yeah, pretty flat. It's not like you scroll. Right.
I mean, I'm gonna ask Gabe.
I actually don't want to comment on a.
It's not that good.
Politician's physical appearance.
But honestly, that brings more. Credence.
I mean,
it brings more credence to Gabe's point where the tweet wasn't that good because her ass is not too fat to jerk off to.
I mean, you could definitely jerk off to that and, like,
I mean,
feel
wasn't
nothing.
My point.
If you were going to jerk off to it, it'd be a desperate moment because it's not that good of an ass.
One thing I don't like about Sarah Palin, I just look at her face and she just has, like, crazy eyes.
And she looks, says weird
she's
shit.
She's looking at you and I'm like...
It's like, hey, Nibirdi.
I just feel like she's like...
Hey, Libra, Russia.
I mean, if you want to insult her, you know, political views or personality, that's fine with me. But as a, you know, 40, probably in her 50s year old woman, she actually looks really good.
I guess. Yeah. I'm not a good judge of that.
Obviously. Sure. as our token gay guy.
As objectively as I can say,
keep in mind, she's in her 50s. It's judged on a scale.
Well, beer. beer.
All right, so we're going to
opt in.
Okay, look.
Yeah. We need to end this episode, and...
God, we need to end this episode.
I hope someone's been listening.
I'm trying to be passive-aggressive.
I'm hoping someone's listening to all the episodes, and they get to this one, and they're like, I don't know about this one. They actually got to this point, and they're like...
Huh. Tap out.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm done. All right, so Spartan,
okay, so...
What'd you think of it?
I love it.
Really?
Well, like, yeah. Compared to how, what I would, like,
when I first drank it, I didn't think I was going to like it as much. But, like, the more I drink it, I start realizing that I'm not really paying attention to the
taste. Honestly, I would drink this over Miller any day.
This is, like, a good beer to just,
I mean, like, I drink a lot of beers over Miller, but I would drink this, like, as much as I drink Miller.
Yeah.
And I drink a lot of Miller.
Exactly. And it's, like, it's a little bit more filling. It's a little bit more filling than Miller.
It is.
Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive,
a little bit sweeter.
Too, but...
Yeah, but that's because it's a fucking import.
Morty, we gotta get through the time. It's gonna.
Oh, gee, Rick. Oh man, we're just. I don't know about this, Rick. I've got school today, and oh man. No,
Morty, Rick. Morty, shut up, Morty. We gotta go get the Sterilactians.
Jeez, Rick, I'm not. Rick.
Shove this up your ass. Just take this. Morty. And put it, we need
Morty.
Morty. Put it up your ass.
Morty.
Well, okay.
Morty, school doesn't matter, Morty. We just got to get through this. This is way, you're going to learn a lot more than this. Morty.
Gator sauce.
All right. So,
on the finger scale.
On the finger scale.
I think that's a pretty decent Rick and Morty impersonation.
It was pretty
good. I'm a little proud of myself.
Well, we can't like go back and comment on it because this is a podcast.
Oh, you're right. You said gator sauce.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Gator sauce that it's like.
Yeah. No, I. You,
okay. It's like the snap. Once you're out, you're out.
You're done. We can't refer back to the subject.
You're right. Continue. My bad.
Hey, you know what a fourth wall is? So this beer on the finger scale.
The fourth wall is what makes it a house.
I'm going to rate it 5 fingers on one hand with a full thumb.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I'm going to rate it 3 with half a pinky. No really? Thumb.
I'm going to give it... All right, so I'm doing like the peace symbol on one hand.
Okay.
Now, on the other hand...
But see, symbols are worth a lot more than...
Yeah, I know. So I'm doing the peace symbol on one hand. And on the other hand, I'm giving it like finger guns. Like a cool finger guns.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think of it that highly?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you heard it here, folks. Spaten is we like this beer. We like it quite a bit.
I like how to you our rating system probably makes sense.
It does. I'm insane.
I'm just doing things with my fingers. I'm assuming, I feel like I can get a gist of how the rating system works, but he has it all planned out.
You know, I'm just waiting for you guys to ask me about how I feel about my rum.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to next, actually.
So how would you rate your rum and Coke?
Whoa, first I want to ask, how do you rate the Coke part?
The Coke,
dude, I love cocaine.
Agreed, but today we're talking about Coca-Cola, which is a soda pop brand based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Anyways.
Isn't that where all the KKK is?
No, it's Indiana.
It's close enough.
Bad
same
joke.
Thing.
Not
bad you. You didn't get it.
Geographically, that's not even close.
Your mom's not even close.
Oh, no. He's inspired. I'm not high-fiving
no,
you
no.
For that.
Minus 10 points for Kurt. Anyways.
Hey.
So you asked me a question. I'm trying to reel back to it.
Is Coca-Cola from Sukma?
When he starts stuttering, that's when you can tell he's going to make a bad joke. That yeah. I figured that out about
the
food.
Answer is no, it's not.
People like, so.
I will step on your dick sucking joke and I'm not going to allow it.
So anyway, how would you rate the Coke?
Hey, liquor.
So, how would I rate the Coke? The Coke is a dependable classic that always provides good results. So
and continually puts cavities in children's mouths for years and years to come.
Well... It may put...
And obesity.
It may put cavities in kids' mouths, but James Gunn puts dicks in kids' mouths. Anyways.
Well, I hope he doesn't in real life.
Who's to say?
I put dicks in, like, adults' mouths, but...
Well, good for you.
So, the Coke. The Coke's good. It's good. I'll give it a 7.5 because the Coke is, like I said, it's a dependable thing.
It's not Shasta.
But it's not special.
Yeah. It's not Shasta Cola.
What is that? Is that like a Nazi
It's not Faygo.
Anyways, I'm going to... For the next 2 minutes, I'm going to ignore Kurt. Gabe, what was your next question?
Well, my next question was going to be, how do you rate the rum part of it?
The rum is alcohol, so therefore it's great, so I'll give it a 9.
And if you had been drinking whiskey, how would you rate the whiskey part of it?
Since I'm not rating drinking whiskey, I'm going to give whiskey an 8.
Oh, okay. So we get a good idea of how his rating system works.
Do I need to do like a...
No, yeah. You don't understand.
But I'm going to do it anyway.
Dude, the finger system is a highly complicated, delicate process.
May I give it a shot and you can tell me if I'm wrong?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, for the rum and coke, I'm going to give it 3. My middle finger, my ring finger, and my pinky finger on my left hand.
Okay.
But yeah, you're also doing the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he's doing the circle, the hand circle, finger
yeah,
circles.
Yeah, but I'm doing it right side right, up right, so right, it doesn't
right,
count.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
So you can't put your
and
dick.
On my right hand, right, I'm going to give you my pinky and my middle finger, my thumbs up, but it disappeared up Kurt's asshole.
So what he basically just rated his rum and coke is the equivalent of the N-word. That is yeah, exactly...
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah,
as
man,
in, very popular.
I mean, amongst black people, yes.
Well, you've been listening to Gator Sauce.
Good night, New York. We love you. Hey, make sure you check us out on Twitter. It's Kurt_duh_hurt.
Wear condoms, please.
And follow Gas Via.
Should I? It's Gas Via, GASVIA _. Now, let's let our guest do the...
He wants to plug us out.
Yeah, he's sure, insisting that he plugs something. I mean, he has his
butt plug. I mean, he has his butt
here,
plug,
yeah,
so why not?
So what
do you want to plug, Daniel?
What do I want to plug?
You got a Twitter or some shit?
Oh, my Twitter. All of my social media is the word real. Dan Griffin, GRIFFIN. Follow me at any forms of social media.
I feel like Griffin's a pretty popular name. I don't know why you have to spell
Griffins
it.
Griffins are fucking cool, man.
A lot of people spell it with an E, dickhead. So
well,
maybe that's
do you do comedy or something? Do you stand up or anything?
Not. I'm workshopping some stuff right now. I'm going to do my first stand-up show next month. I also do improv and sketch comedy.
Dude, I thought you told me this guy was like an actor or something.
You know, this podcast is like looking
I
at people before they're famous. It's a biopic.
I literally said... getting a good guest on here. We just got some dude with a Twitter account.
Well, at least I didn't get a roofer.
I literally said, as the podcast started, I have no credentials. I wasn't lying.
What? Dude, God. I thought he was going to plug his stand-up comedy bit or whatever the fuck.
Speaking of plugs, I'm going to put a plug on this fucking podcast.
Whoa,
good night.
We love you all. Have a great day. Wear condoms. Bye.